Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Isn't that beautiful? I love that. That's Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. It is Thursday, this already 26th day of September 2019. My name is Joey Kroll. This is the Thursday program of Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part. And isn't it encouraging to know that God loves us with an everlasting love? It never ends, never runs out. As the scripture says, how deep, how wide is the love of Christ? It's amazing. I pray that we just let that sink in for just a little bit today. Coming up on Sunday at Bismarck First Church of Christ, they're going to have their gospel sing, and the group His Voice Through Us will be performing at 6:30, again, Sunday night, Bismarck First Church of Christ. Also, the 40 Days for Life prayer vigil taking place now through November 3rd. More details on that at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org, and click on new events and you'll get more details on how you can be part of that 40 Days for Life. Well, coming up here for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, you are in for a sweet treat today. Anytime we do this, I always get an encouraging response. We're going to have a throwback Thursday playing songs that, well, you really don't hear on Christian radio nowadays in 2019. And so we're going to have a throwback Thursday playing songs that, well, you might remember listening to growing up back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Let's start things off with a group. You might have heard of them. It's called First Call. It's one of their well-known songs. It's called Undivided, as we have a throwback Thursday on Mark and Friends.
Bye.
Yeah, it's music from First Call. It's Undivided. You are listening to a Throwback Thursday here on Mark and Friends today on this September 26th, 2019. And the last time we did a program similar to this on a Throwback Thursday, I received an email from a listener and said, hey, the next time you do that, I want you to play Carmen the Champion. So had a chance to go way back in the audio vault that we have here, and I found this one. It's a Throwback Thursday. Here's Carmen and the Champion.
In the vast expanse of a timeless place, where silence ruled the outer space, ominously towering it stood, the symbol of a spirit war between the one named Lucifer and the Morning Star, the ultimate of good. Enveloped by a trillion planets, clean as lightning and hard as granite, a cosmic coliseum would host the end of the war between the Lord of Sin and Death and the omnipotent creator of man's first breath, who will decide who forever will be the champion.
I'll kill you, Christ. You will never win this fight.
The demons wheezed
dear.
You're dead, Jesus. I'm gonna bust you out.
Jesus said, go ahead, make my day. The bell, the crowd, the fight was on, and the devil leaped in fury. With all his evil tricks, he came undone. He threw his jabs of hate and lust, a stab of pride and envy. But the hands that knew no sin blocked everyone. 40 days and nights they fought, and Satan couldn't touch him. Now the final blow is saved for the final round. Prophetically, Christ's hands came down and Satan struck in vengeance. The blow of death fell Jesus to the ground. The devils roared in victory, the saints shocked and perplexed as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side and blood and water flowed. And they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. Then Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror. Yet, as God started the count, by saying 10.
Hey, wait a minute, God.
9.
You're counting wrong.
8.
His eyes.
7.
His fingers are twitching.
6.
Where's all this light coming from?
5.
He's alive.
4.
Oh, no.
3.
Oh, yes.
2.
He has won. He has won. He's alive forevermore. He is risen. He is Lord.
A song you don't hear too often on Great News Radio. That's Carmen and the Champion. It's a throwback Thursday here on Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Here's Rich Mullins and Elijah.
The Jordan is waiting for me to cross through. My heart is aching, I can tell. So Lord, I'm begging for one last favor from you. Here's my heart, take it where you will. This life has shown me how we're mended and how we're torn. How it's okay to be lonely as long as you're free. Sometimes my ground was stony, sometimes covered up with thorns, and only you can make it what it had to be. And now that it's done, well, if they dress me like a pauper, or if they dine me like a prince, if they lay me with my fathers, or if my ashes scatter all the wind, I don't care. But when I leave, I'm gonna go out like Elijah. Chariot on fire. goodbye.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites right there. Rich Mullins and Elijah. You're listening to Mark and Friends today. We're doing something a little different, a little different. It's a throwback Thursday, going down memory lane, listening to songs you really don't hear on the radio anymore nowadays, and songs that were pretty big in the past and, well, still big in a lot of our hearts. And let's go back to actually a long time ago. I think this is probably the oldest song we'll hear this morning. It's the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. You remember them? Let's go back to 1967 from Psalm 23. It's their song, Surely Goodness and Mercy, on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Surely goodness and mercy shall fall.